Hey, it's Brian Posehn, that one comedian and actor and writer and voice actor. I do a bunch of stuff. Today, I'm talking about my guilty pleasures. I'm here in town for Moon Tower. I got a couple of shows this weekend. I'm at The Parish. That's my big headlining show with Shane Torres. Should be a fun show. But let's get into guilty pleasures. Here's the thing. I don't feel guilty about anything I like. I never have. Guilty pleasure to me is a concept that I've heard. But, you know, I like horror movies. I like comic books. And I just like things. Well, when it comes to music, though, I was able to pick a couple of songs that fit because I do feel a little bit of guilt about these songs. Just because when they came out, the people I hung out with would have frowned on some of these songs. I'm a big metalhead, as you may know, and I grew up on the heavier side of metal, but I also like kind of the soft songs. I like the songs with big hooks, and here's one that I've liked since it came out. And Bon Jovi is a tough thing for me to like. Or to admit that I like. So I guess I do have guilty pleasure. So this does make sense. Because he got so huge. And, I'm such a contrarian. I try to only like things that only a small portion of people like. But Bon Jovi. The song's Runaway. It was from his first record. When the guy's name was just John Bon Jovi. Very Italian. And he put this record together, it's kind of, in an Aldo Nova way. He did almost everything, I think, and if you know that reference, God, I'm old. Anyway, here's a Runaway, and I'll talk about it afterwards.
Daddy's curling fast, all the
Bon Jovi with Runaway. It's flashback weekend here at what was I doing? Anyway, that was Runaway. Thanks for listening. It's Brian Posehn. I'm here at Moon Tower this weekend here in Austin. I'm at the Parish. I'm doing my guilty pleasures. Man, that song transported me back to my mom's tiny apartment building that we lived in, and my tiny room, and when my friends all thought I was listening to Iron Maiden and Metallica, no, I was really rocking out to Jovi. Runaway, man. That song's undeniable. Like, if you were bobbing your head to it while it was playing in your car, don't feel guilty. Don't feel guilty at all. It's a good song. I don't feel guilty about it. I'm going to listen to it again when I'm done here. This next one is a band that I actually genuinely like, but I feel like, well, there's certain friends back in the 80s that would have gone, dude, really? Depeche Mode? Yeah, I like some Depeche Mode songs, all right? Get off me. I don't know why you have to be so mean all the time, Darren Harris. Anyway, dude, I worked with at a record store. But here's the thing about Depeche Mode. In this song, I picked Blasphemous Rumors. I could have picked a lot of songs. People Are People is a good song, and it's true because people are people. Depeche Mode made a lot of good points. This one is called Blasphemous Rumors, and it's just like the perfect boohoo, like teenage angst song from the 80s to me. It's, he's singing about how he's a little mad at God, and he thinks that God has a sick sense of humor. He actually says that in the lyrics. So it's a good song. Again, I don't really feel guilty about it, but there are dudes in my past that would have tried to make me feel guilty about maybe wearing a Depeche Mode shirt to a party in 1987. Maybe that happened, and maybe my friends weren't that cool about it. But anyway, here's Blasphemous Rumors.
Thank you.
That's Depeche Mode with Blasphemous. I couldn't even do a fake DJ guy. Anyway, Depeche Mode with Blasphemous Rumors. Depeche Mode, it's one of those bands, man. I feel like, I don't know, that song's kind of goofy. I love when he says, "And when I die, I expect to find him laughing." He really leans into it. Next one, God, it's another song from the 80s, and I'm calling it a guilty pleasure, but I think it's a good song. They're a band that, they took a lot of crap back in the days. Most of the guys, most of the Heshers I hung out with would never be caught dead with an album or a cassette or a single of this band. Young people, a single, you should look that up on the interwebs. That was our way of getting singles when we were young. Anyway, this is called, which one did I pick? Oh, Down Boys. It's the dumbest song, but I love it. It's I don't even listen to the lyrics. I have no idea what it's about, but and what a down boy is exactly. But let's hear it from Warrant. Here they are, Down Boys. You know it's a party song when the guy goes, "Woo! Oh yeah! Party song, here we go."
Million miles an hour, headed out to where the down bars got.
Warren with Down Boys. I want to go where the Down Boys go. Once again, it's Flashback Weekend. I'm Brian Posehn here. We got a rockin' block of docking coming up. I wish. I got to stop. My guilty pleasures were done. That was all three of them. Again, with Warrant making the guilty pleasure list, you know, they were a band that they took a lot of guff back then, and they still do. They're not well respected, but they wrote some nice glossy pop tunes. There's nothing wrong with those songs. You know, it could have been Winger or White Lion or any other W band, but no, it was Warrant. And we still have no idea what that song is about. I don't think you were able to figure it out either. I have no idea where they go or why they're down. But it's a nice song with a big hook. And I like big hooks. To recap, Bon Jovi with Runaway, Depeche Mode with Blasphemous Rumors, and Warrant with Down Boys. Thanks for listening. It's Brian Posehn. I'm here at Moon Tower this weekend here in Austin. I'm at the Parish with my big show Friday night. That's it, man. Thanks.